episode, the welcoming of transgender people, the cost of applying for UK citizenship and politics were just a few of the topics that came up at the Church of England's General Synod, which finished earlier this week. Among the motions they backed was one calling for a ban on the practice of conversion therapy aimed at altering sexual orientation, often known as gay conversion therapy. Now, the vast majority of bodies that register counsellors and therapists do not think it should be available. Tracy Orr is from Willow Counselling Service in Swindon and feels the same. They're members of the Association of Christian Counsellors.
For us as counsellors in an agency, it's probably a lot easier than many counsellors who, particularly Christian counsellors, who operate out of a church setting and would have pastoral care and counselling. So for us in Willows, we've always been against conversion or reparative therapy because we believe, one, it's judgmental, two, it's not appropriate for us to say to anybody else what their sexual identity is, or to, you know, to impose our belief on that. And that's completely, to do that would be completely against our, we have codes of ethics and practice. And one of the key things in it is called client autonomy. And so the client has to be, if you like, in charge of their own journey and their own life. And so all our role as counsellors is to help them to explore their issues and for them to make their own decisions. But there are, I guess, if you think about Christianity, it's a really broad term. And there, you know, you talk about people who have a very fundamental evangelical literal faith to people who are much more kind of liberal, I suppose, from one end of the spectrum to the other. So people who are more liberal, this will be almost like, why are we even talking about this? It's not, you know, we should, of course, ban reparative and conversion therapy. But for people who genuinely believe that to be gay is sinful, then this is a big issue for them. Now, as I say, we, you know, being in an agency, it's not an issue for us at all, and we would 100%, we were delighted when our agency banned it. There's what's called an article of memorandum that a number of public bodies and counselling agencies have signed, and Association was one of the first to sign that, so we're pleased about that.
Tanya Orr there from Willow's Counselling Service in Swindon. Joining me now is Colin Coward, an openly gay Wiltshire-based priest who campaigns for equality for LGBTI people in the Church of England and founded Changing Attitudes in England. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning there, Jonathan.
Also with us is Mike Davison from Core Issues Trust, which does believe that the therapy should be available to people who want it. Good morning, Mike.
Hello there.
Now, we'll come back to you in a moment, Mike, but first of all, starting with Colin, what did you make of the decision of the Synod?
I was delighted that Synod had the courage actually to vote so substantially in favour of banning conversion therapy, because I think it's something which has done huge damage both to individuals in so-called counselling contexts, but also to the ability of the church to proclaim the gospel, which is about God's absolutely all-inclusive love. And conversion therapy is based on a prejudice that it's not okay to be gay, and it's absolutely okay to be gay in this world.
How do you think it's done damage?
Because it gives the people the impression that it is prejudiced against gay people, whereas over the last 20 years there's been an absolute transformation in society in awareness of the presence of gay people in society. People simply don't think that it's something that needs to be changed. It's just a normal variation of human sexuality and identity.
Now, you're actually a trained psychotherapist, so do you think this can actually work on people who want it?
No, it can work in the imagination of those who are convinced that the Bible is anti-gay in its teaching. It can work in people who have so internalized that teaching that they feel guilty and shamed about being gay. And that's the problem. The counseling responsibility is to help somebody discover a healthy, affirming relationship with their core self.
Let's go to you, Mike. Now, you say you've actually been through this kind of therapy. Can you explain why and what effect it had on you?
I was conflicted in my marriage because I had homosexual desires, and I got to a point where I felt I needed to make a decision. So together with my wife, I made a decision to seek professional help, and I was given access to two very competent psychotherapists. And over a period of 2.5 years, I came out of that and found that what I was then living was aligned with my own values, and therefore my autonomous right and my freedom, I think, was valued. And that's what is now being taken away from individuals who want the same thing.
When you said you kind of wanted to make, you needed to make a decision, I suppose some people say, well, bisexual is a decision on its own. But did you want to be straight at the end of this? When you said a decision, did you go into it open-mindedly, or did you go into it thinking at the end of it, I want to be straight?
Well, I certainly had my value system. And, you know, this idea of gay to straight and some kind of flip of a switch, which is the intended imposed kind of label that conversion therapy puts on us, is something that I think we need to be very careful of. I went into it looking for a way of living the life that I wanted to. And the problem was the other psychotherapists that I had visited told me that this was unchangeable and that I should reconsider my marriage and walk away from my family. And I was not willing to do that. And that right and that freedom needs to be protected. And unfortunately, it's being now the Church of England itself is wanting to turn on its own policies of family and support a system that does not value people who have a different point of view and want to retain their families and want to walk away from homosexuality.
But surely if the Church of England have changed their, well, have gone in this direction with it, then that's a big marker that this is the way it should be done, isn't it? If the Church of England are saying that, shouldn't you be listening to what they're saying?
Well, the Church of England, in the same synod, refused to affirm the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. It refused also to define the common good in terms of biblical understanding. So why on earth would any Orthodox Christian listen to the Church of England at this point in time? It's been taken over by a political ideology, and what it's trying to avoid is disestablishment. The only way it can do it is to look exactly like the world. The church has lost its place in the world.
Do you think you can be gay and Christian?
I think there are many Christians who have this issue, and some people choose to affirm it, and that they have every right to do that. Other people do not. Why are the rights of this group being dealt with in this way? It's unfair.
And Colin, just to go back to you on this one, some people might have a conflict on these kind of issues where they don't really know what to do, and they might have other reasons for potentially, I suppose, going for this kind of therapy. Maybe they want children, they want to go through the traditional route, have the family setting as they believe. So is there any place for this kind of therapy in your mind?
There's a place for people to do what Mike has done and what Mike would like other people have the freedom to do. It is not therapeutic. That's the key thing. Of course, people can do it if that's what they really feel they need to do to resolve the conflict between their sexuality, their faith, and their marriage. But don't call it counselling or therapy, because it is not.
And Mike, is this not a very old sort of fashioned way of looking at things? Like when left-handed people were told they needed to write with their right hand to have this kind of practice going on?
The problem, Jonathan, is that conversion therapy links up to our kind of common understanding in the world today of therapies that used electroshock techniques and aversion therapy. Nobody in this country has practiced that for 60 years. Nobody is practicing a therapy. We use a variety of standard therapeutic approaches, such as cognitive behavioral therapy or any psychosocial approach that looks at the whole person. It looks to value people's goals and opinions and aspirations. And we think that the issue is around personal autonomy. If people want something, they should be taken seriously. That doesn't mean that everybody can achieve the same goals. But the problem is today in this country, you cannot even get training. You cannot get any association with any professional body if you do not support the idea that people are born gay. And that's the issue. We don't support that idea.
Mike, finally, from both of you, Mike, what do you want to see happen next?
I want to see a situation where alternative points of view are taken seriously. Let the research speak, but let both sides speak, and let both researchers express their views and expose what the research data is showing. But what we're seeing here is a shutting down because this is ideologically driven.
Mike, thank you for joining us today. Colin, finally, your views. What do you want to see happen next?
I want to see the church continue in the direction of a radical reform of its understanding of what it means to be Christian. For me, to be Christian is to be somebody who lives into the absolutely unconditional love of God. And it's the unconditionality which is key. And that Mike's sad, I think, understanding of Christianity gets him into deep conflict.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you both for joining us today. Colin Coward, openly gay Wiltshire-based priest and campaigner for equality for LGBTI people within the Church of England, and Mike Davidson from Court Issues Trust.